We're joined on the Morning Brief by Tim Hudak, former leader of Ontario's Conservatives, now at the Ontario Real Estate Association. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, John Moore.
Okay, so City of Toronto launching a crackdown on dangerous dogs. I don't know if that's particularly debatable. I've always, it's not a theory. I mean, my impression has always been that bad dogs tend to be owned by bad people.
No doubt. That's the missing piece here. I mean, number one, I'm glad to see the City of Toronto actually going to enforce this. You bring up a good point. It may not be the most glamorous City of Toronto to knock on a door knowing there's a dangerous dog behind that 100% of the time. But look, a law is not going to be worth the paper it's written on, John, unless you actually do have enforcement. I actually like this. The sign is scary. The dog on the sign. Neighbors will know by an easy search that this is a dangerous dog. Even the bite severity, for goodness sakes. And I suspect beyond the inspections by city staff, you know, people in the neighborhood will report and check on these dogs. Here's what's missing. Don't let these folks own dogs. There's one story about a guy who had two dangerous dogs previously on an order, had them off leash again, and he's got two other dogs at home. Behind this, there should be a ban and actually criminal charges against people who take risks with dangerous dogs or somehow keep breeding them.
Listen, we got a kind of a crappy line here. I'm wondering maybe, guys, if you can press the reset button on this or just ask Tim to call us back on the phone and we'll continue, because I'm thinking 10 minutes of this line quality is not going to be particularly favorable. Other issues we're talking about today with Tim Hudak would be a shortcut, I guess we could call it, but I'm reading a really interesting profile this morning about how private doctors are using public facilities to perform things like hip replacement surgery. And I have to confess that, you know, I know some people are purists when it comes to stuff like this. If it's working, I got no problem. Tim Hudak joins us on the phone now. Why don't we continue with that thought, Tim Hudak? This profile, I thought, very fascinating. So it's like operating theaters that are idle on Saturday and Sunday. So instead, some doctors are booking them and performing surgeries. And if people are getting the operations they want for the price that is considered reasonable to the state, then I'm all in.
Hey, what's not to like, John? We went from some of the longest wait times in Canada now to the shortest in hip and knee replacement. It's amazing the mileage I've seen on this issue. When I was first elected to the Ontario Legislature, this really was verboten. You didn't go anywhere near, you know, alternative delivery. And in that time, I bet you this issue, John, News Talk listeners, probably 70% plus, and say that is perfectly reasonable and let's do more. You have operating rooms in hospitals that are often not used on weekends or at night. You have doctors who are in the system doing this as their own business on the side, which, number one, health people suffering from incredible pain, waiting up to 24 months for a surgery to get it in a matter of weeks for hip and knee replacement or eye surgery. And number two, they pay a fee back to the hospital. So that money actually, John, then can go to further provision in our healthcare system for longer wait times elsewhere. Good move by the government, really helping everyday people. My question is, does this actually go to the next step where you have a private parallel system in Ontario? That's the eventual evolution. For now, this is a 70% winner.
Yeah, my position has always been that as long as there is a baseline of quality health care for everybody, you know, as long as a homeless person can get chemotherapy, then I don't have that big an issue with somebody, for example, paying a little extra to jump the queue.
I've always said that's a matter of time. That's the reality in, you know, most countries we compare ourselves to in Western Europe. In Japan, there's very few countries, I think, less Cuba and North Korea, that are all government all the time. Look, this is a modernization that is common sense, helps people, but I do think it's a matter of time before we go to that additional step, which will, in my view, buoy both systems.
So doctors in the province are going to be let off the hook for sick notes, which I think is a welcome development. I get why, you know, a company's HR department wants you to prove that you're sick, but what a waste of time to take somebody who presumably is sick, make them go see a doctor in person, possibly infect other people in the waiting room, and then sit with a doctor who has to write this stupid note.
Yeah, I'm checking with our HR. I didn't have it before 6:20 a.m. and whether we do this. I don't think we do. There's other ways to work with employees to test this out. And the province will still leave other methods, like making sure you've got a prescription you could show if you really need paper evidence. Most important point, we have way too much red tape and process in our healthcare system. To hear that doctors, for example, are spending, John, up to 20 hours a week filling out paperwork of this nature, free them up to be face front with patients and treating them. The other thing that I like what the government's doing, and I'm going to say do more, is allowing other people in the healthcare system, other professionals, to increase their scope of practice. I love what they're doing with pharmacists, diagnoses, prescriptions as well, administering shots. Pharmacies you can find pretty well open any day of the week, including holidays, and also nurse practitioners, empower them in the system. The more we can have our healthcare resources tremendously trained and talented treating patients and less behind the desk, all the better.
Justin Trudeau, I think, giving us a hint of the direction that the nature of his campaign is going to be taking up until Election Day in 2025. Yesterday, going after Pierre Poilievre for hanging out with some conspiracy theorists. The logo for Diagonal was on the door of the trailer that Poilievre visited. There was also one of those lovely F. Trudeau flags. Do you think that Poilievre is vulnerable in this department?
It depends on how far this goes. So he was simply driving by while on tour in Eastern Canada, saw a protest that was the anti-carbon tax and did a spontaneous drop-in. And this type of thing has worked for Poilievre quite well when he's running for conservative leader and since. I think if they make the mistake, and I don't believe any way they'd come anywhere close to this, of purposely scheduling meetings with people who have these connections, well, of course, that's a terrible decision in the first place and should backfire. But I think it's quite a stretch when you have this sort of happenstance because he's trying to connect with people, but it ends up biting him. I think this one, for Poilievre, stay the course.
Are you looking forward to Tim Hortons, the musical?
I see it. I like the last tidbit. Well, first of all, it should be a musical. I hope it's not tragic. I'm a little worried about what's happened since they were purchased by the hedge fund. If it's nostalgic, a sort of a tribute to the duchy, if you will, John, I'm all for that. I'd sing along. If that last timbit comes anywhere near me, yeah, I'll take the girls. We'll check it out. And on the caveat, we're going to have our Timmies and our Timbits in the seats watching the play.
Thank you very much. Good to have you, sir.
Have a great day.
That's Tim Hudak, former leader of Ontario's Conservatives. He's at the Ontario Real Estate Association and one of our treasured contributors here at News Talk 1010.